Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me once again for the Children's Ministry Podcast with Jamie Doyle. And I am your host, Jamie Doyle. This is episode number 3 of our podcast, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. We're going to be doing a part 1 of a 2-part series called How to Be a Winner in Children's Ministry. You know, I believe that God wants for you to reach your potential. He wants you to go to the next level. And in part 1, we're going to talk about having vision. We're going to talk about how to build a team and how to advertise that vision to the church so that people know what's going on in kids' ministry. Well, this session is recorded live in front of a large group of children's workers from all over America as we discuss the topic, how to be a winner in children's ministry. I hope you enjoy it, and join me at the end of this episode for some interesting and helpful information.
All right, welcome to this class. Are you guys here to learn how to be a winner in children's ministry? Yeah? How many of you are here to learn how to do that? Huh? How many of you are here because your children's pastor sent you in here and said, don't come out until you learn how to be a winner in children's ministry? That's what I thought. How many of you stole your children's pastor's name badge and you're not even supposed to be here? But that's what I thought. Actually, in my first session on Wednesday, we had a guy that was sitting in one of the front row, and I kept calling the wrong name, and he said, no, that's not my name. This is my children's pastor's badge, and so I'm wearing it until he gets here. But he had his own. I won't mention his name. Yeah, it was Richard. Anyways, or that was his children's pastor's name, or something. I don't know. But somewhere Richard came into play. Well, anyways, my name is Jamie Doyle. You're supposed to say hi, Jamie. Go ahead.
Hi, Jamie Doyle.
And I'm a children's pastor. And it's been 5 days since my last object lesson, and I'm feeling some withdrawals. And I'm just kidding. I'm glad you guys are here today. I had explained this to a few of the earlier, you know, those very studious people that come into the classroom right away because they want to sit in the back and not have to sit up front. But please don't presume that I'm a winner and you're not, so I'm going to teach you everything I know. And if you don't listen to me, you won't be a winner. That's not the case. But what I want you to do is feel like a winner. And you know what? Here's what I found out. God wants you to feel like a winner. Isn't that right? God wants you to succeed in the ministry that He's given you to do. Now, guess what? Sometimes, depending on where you're at and what you're doing, success means a different thing to you than it could mean to somebody else. And sometimes success, many times success, is a very different thing in God's definition than it is in your definition. God wants you to accomplish the task that He set before you. He wants you to do the very best that you can do. Then you know what? If you'll do that, He's going to come through for you. Isn't that right? How many of you would say there are times when I know God has come through for me on something, and it was an impossible situation, but God helped me, and because of that, it was successful. God does that, and He still does that today. Isn't that right? So on your notes, as you can see, there are some fill-in-the-blank options here. And I said earlier, maybe we have a contest, and you guess what's supposed to go in those blanks, and we'll see who gets it right before the class starts. I hope you didn't fill those in. These are really on-the-notes suggestions. I'm not an expert. I'm not even really called a specialist. I'm a children's pastor like many of you are. I work with kids every week. Sometimes they work over me every week. But the point is, I'll share some things with you that have helped us in our church to feel like we're moving ahead, to feel like we're doing something and making a difference, that helped us to feel, well, like a winner. And everybody here, I want you to feel like a winner. I want you to feel like you're accomplishing what God has told you to do. And so let's get started today, all right? So the first thing that we'll talk about today is we'll talk about vision. Now, some people think that vision is like having a vision is what happens in the middle of the night after you eat some spicy food and you have strange dreams and stuff like that. But that's not necessarily what vision is. Let's talk a little bit about vision, and you can already see on your page there what it's saying. You want to work with a goal in mind. Now, this isn't on your notes, but you might want to put and heart. You want to work with a goal in mind and in heart. You know, God will give you a vision for what you're supposed to do. He'll give you some direction. God wants you to dream big and then go and do it. He wants you to think outside the ordinary and think about, what can I do to minister to these kids more effectively. And one of the things that you need to do is make a list. Sometimes we feel like, I know what God wants me to do, but you can't communicate it to other people. Well, sometimes it would help you if you made a list of the things that you want to see accomplished. And really, it's the list of things that you feel like you need to accomplish to get the job done for Jesus. Now, something that I did many years ago, and since then I've redone it, I simply call it the notebook. Now, you can do this with a computer, but what I did years ago is I sat down with a three-ring binder and some loose-leaf notebook paper that had three-hole punches in it. And what I did is, at the top of individual pages, I wrote really big the journalism questions. Do you know what the journalism questions are? Anybody here ever study journalism? I got this drilled into me when I wrote for our high school newspaper. So at the top I put who,
what, where, what,
when, where, why, and
how.
That's right. And so I remember when I would write an article or a feature story or something for the school newspaper, as soon as I walked in the classroom from interviewing the people, our journalism teacher would look at you and he would throw one of the questions at you right away when you walked in the door. What? And you'd have to answer it right there. I mean, you had to know. How? Who? What? When? Where? You had to know the questions. And you know what? People want to know what your vision is for children's ministry. So you should be able to answer those questions. So what I did is at the top of the page, I wrote really big one of those journalism questions. And then I proceeded to just simply write down how I felt about that. Who? Well, who am I ministering to? Children. Who's going to be involved with me? Who are the people that will be influential in my life? I just started just listing things. I just started dreaming and thinking about what would God want me to do with this? Where? Where am I going to reach these kids at? Where am I going to go find them? How? How am I going to do this? What methods am I going to use? How am I going to make an impact? Now, some of these things, obviously, they're going to overlap a lot. And then I sat down with a red pen and I circled and rewrote things and went striking through and tried to figure out how to make this concise and easier for me to articulate. And as I started to condense it down and make it easier to understand, I came to a conclusion that I had it to a point where if I put it in a brochure, somebody could read it and understand it. And that's one of the things that you want to do. You want to make sure that people can understand your vision. So that's something that I call the notebook. And you can do the same thing too. You could do it a lot easier today on a computer because you could just start typing, then go through, copy, cut, paste, throw that out, put that on a page to think about. You know all the word processing stuff that you can go through. So think about that. Think about a vision. Now let me just give you just something that you should really chew on and think about. And that is this. Every one of you should have a vision for children's ministry. But I want you to understand something. The vision of the house is the supreme rule. Your pastor has a vision for the church. God gave that pastor that you work for a vision. Whether it's your senior pastor, your children's pastor, whoever is the next person above you, you need to find out what is that person's vision. What has God told them about this ministry? Now guess what? Have you noticed that there are a lot of senior pastors that if you said, "Pastor, what's your vision for children's ministry?" He'd go, "You know what? We just want these kids to love Jesus." Because they really don't know what kind of vision they should have. So your job is to take the overall vision for the church and break that down and apply it to the children's ministry. That's really what he or she wants you to do. They want you to apply the whole vision to the children's ministry. And I'm going to tell you something. If you'll work at another person's vision to see that accomplished, if you'll come under the authority of the senior pastor or the ministry leader over you, I'll tell you, you'll get to see the vision God's given you come to pass later on. There are things today that I get to see come to pass because I was faithful and obedient and came under the authority of somebody else's vision. I'm still under somebody else's vision. And you know what? I'll tell you this. There was a time where I had to come under a guy's vision that I really didn't like, and he didn't like me. But I had to make a choice. I'm going to come under this guy's authority, and I'm going to make a decision, and I'm going to see his vision come to pass. And you know what? You stay faithful to that, and God will be faithful to you. Amen? All right, let's move on to the next thing. Next thing we're going to talk about is promotion. Promotion. And here's what we have. You ready? We're going to talk about advertising the vision. Advertise your vision. What? Wait, what? What? Wait a minute. Hold on. Just a minute now. Marketing in the church? How dare you? We should run through the church and turn over the tables. Well, I've heard the debates about whether or not you should be marketing things in your church and doing things to promote certain ministries and how maybe it's wrong to promote one and not promote the other. You know, the bottom line is we need to be supportive of everybody's ministry. But you know what? You've got to advertise to people what it is that you do and what it is that you're doing with the kids. You need to find some unique ways to get the vision out to the people. Don't be the best kept secret in your church. There are great things going on in your ministry. And I want you to think about that for a minute. And believe that. Believe that, that there are great things happening in your children's ministry. And sometimes you might think, oh man, I hope the parents don't come in here right now, this very moment. But you know, that's just the reality of it, isn't it? You signed up for this. So let people know that great things are happening. So we do a thing. I use a lot of brochures at our church. And I'll show you a handful of these. And something else you should keep in mind. You should have information for kids, but also have information for the parents too. And this is what's going to help you to let other people catch the vision. And sometimes it comes in little bite-sized portions. Okay, I'll show you a handful of things. The name of our children's ministry is Kid Zone. Hence the giant banner right here, Kid Zone Church. And every week, we try as hard as we can to put something in the hands of the kids so they know what we've talked about, and also because we know that's going to get home to the parents. And every time we put something like this out, it really makes us feel like we're taking the next step to keep kids informed and keep parents. We do a bulletin for kids, and it's simple. Here's what it is. It's a simple cover. On the inside, there's a simple article in kids' language about the topic that we've talked about, some question and answer things. On the back side is the memory verse, scripture verses they can read that relate to the verse or the lesson topic, and then we list some upcoming events. We typically keep a fairly similar format for the bulletins. But what's great is we have used these and offered incentives. If kids will take these home, answer the questions, memorize the verse, and bring this back with the memory verses checked off, that they read it, mom and dad have checked it off. See, it forces them to get mom and dad involved. You see what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, then they come back and we offer them an incentive to bring this back. And guess what? They'll bring it back and it'll be completed, and they'll do it for a great big shiny sticker. They'll do this for a great big giant gumball. They'll do this so that they can jump in the big moonwalk jumper. They'll do this for a prize. And some people would say, well, that's bribery. You're bribing kids for Jesus. No, no, no. Bribery is convincing somebody to do something wrong and you're going to pay them for it. We're offering kids rewards for learning about Jesus. That's not bribery, is it? Let me tell you something. If you're going to call it bribery, then I'll tell you this. I thank God for bribery. Because it was somebody that bribed me to come to church because they were offered a prize for bringing kids to the kids' crusade. And I came and I got saved. And while I sat there, I knew that I was supposed to be a children's pastor. So I thank God for that. Bribing kids for Jesus. So here's what I'll do. I'll let you guys pass those down, look around at them. I've got a handful of them here. And here's another one. This is actually from this past Sunday. This is Easter Sunday. And so we changed it just a little bit, but you can see Jesus is Alive is the name. Review question. The backside has got the stuff on it for the verse or for the various things. And when you're done in your role, just pass it back so other people can get a chance to look at that. We try and let people know that there are good things happening. We have things that kids can invite their friends to the church. You're invited to Kid Zone. This is a place for kids. As I said, we do information for parents as well. This is our information brochure for parents. And it's called Information for Parents. So you can see that it matches the the picture matches. But inside it just outlines for people what we do for kids. And you know, it helps out a lot when parents come up and they go, "Now, do you have anything for the kids in regard to this?" And instead of me explaining that like 30 times on a Sunday morning, I can just go, "Well, here. Read this. Take a look." And I can point to that section and say, "Look at this and see what it says about that midweek program and Wednesday nights." And you get a chance then to help the parents understand what's going on in your church. And I have kind of a rule of thumb, and that is that if I get the same question asked of me three times, I just make a brochure about it. Because then I could just give them the information, then they know. I'll get into the other one. I had that for this as well. We'll get into that in just a minute. But here's another advertisement for kids' choir. But it's just, we always have stuff that we can hand kids so that our stuff is always circulating. People know there's something going on in the children's ministry. Yes, ma'am. Those are not my kids. That's stock photography. You can get that online and find that stuff. Yeah. iStockPhoto.com. iStockPhoto.com. And you have to buy credits. And so for a lower resolution picture like that, it's like $1. And then you can use that in any of your publications as long as you don't sell it. Okay? So check that out. Yes, sir.
Do you print these in-house?
We print those in-house. We have a color printer. And I would make a recommendation to you. Ready for this? I'm going to tell you one of the best-kept secrets in church ministry, and you should have your church administrators check into this. Xerox printers have a program where they will give a church a color printer for free. A laser printer for free. You just have to buy the ink and the paper. And the black ink comes as much as you want. It's free. So you can do black prints. But in order to do the color, you have to order your own color ink. You might want to look into the cost. But we did these on Xerox. The notes you're holding, we did that on Xerox, our printers. So check it out. And ask
for what partner, what...
You'll have to look into it. Just call Xerox, get online and ask them if they do their church promotional and see if they have their free printer program and see if you... I would check it out. I've heard that it's a nationwide thing. So check it out and see what you can find out about that, okay? The giant banner, we have banners like this in our children's church room, but from time to time, depending on what's happening, we try to put these out for other people to see them so they can know that something good is going on in children's ministry. No, we did not do this on a Xerox printer. you can do something like this at Kinko's, but I tell you what, once you got it, you can set it up anywhere. It just looks sharp. We actually have a large format printer. No, they don't have free printer programs for that. That's a little bit more probably than, well, I know my children's ministry budget probably couldn't buy the printer, but we get to print whatever we want on it, so it's kind of cool. But you can do something like that at Kinko's as well. Or a lot of other print shops can do paper. This is just paper banner, okay? So check it out. Yes, sir?
Did that come from a small picture and they blew it up for you?
This is a picture from iStockPhoto.com, and you buy it in a high resolution. And in our computer programs, we can print it as big as we need to print it before it starts to look grainy and pixelated. So there you go. But a picture to buy the large format so that it's not pixelated is about $10 then. But then we can print it on the number of banners we want. Again, as long as we're not selling it. You know. Okay? If you have other questions about the print material, ask me at the end. We have a very short time, and we want to get through all this. All right, let's move on. So promotion, get your vision out there so people can see and understand your vision, okay? Identity. Here's something that really relates to the kids as well as the parents. Identity. Work with an identity. Kids can identify with logos and names. My son, Riley, before he could hardly talk, knew when we were driving past McDonald's. Because kids know, they recognize the logo. They recognize the golden arches. By the time Riley was a little bit older and he could talk, he knew where all the restaurants in town were. And we didn't even have to live in that town. We could drive through and he could tell you what restaurants were what. because of the recognition of the logo. And so as you can see, we've put logos on a lot of different things, and we try to keep it out in front of people so that they can see the Kids Zone logo. And so that whenever kids see that, they know this is what I identify this as. This is where I belong. Or I belong to this. So we take that logo and then we put it on everything. As you can see, the banner, some of the flyers have it on there. We do a lot of t-shirts for kids with the logo on it. And let me tell you something. If you come up with a logo, kids will wear it. I'm working on getting logo tattoos for kids. There's companies where they print out the little temporary tattoos. You just stick it on. Hey, summertime's coming up. And you want kids walking around, man. I tell you what, if you give them to them, they'll put tattoos up and down their legs, all over their bodies, with your, the name of your church on it, all over. But and they'll be proud to tell people, I go to that church right there. And I'll show everybody. But so we try and put our logo on just about everything that we do so that, here, I'll show you. We've got a lot of t-shirts here. Here's our midweek program is called Adventure Club. Here's one of the logos there. You can see that, Adventure Club. And so we try to keep it something so that we put that logo on everything that goes out to the kids. So they see it, they know what's going on. When they see the sign outside the door, they know what's going on. Yes, ma'am?
Do the children get the shirts just when they come or get paid for
them? These shirts here, the Adventure Club shirts, they pay to be part of our midweek program, and this is part of what they get. They get their notebook with all the information and all the curriculum in it for them, and they get their t-shirt to wear, and they earn points for bringing their t-shirt. It's kind of like, you know, you get points for wearing your uniform, we do a t-shirt, okay? These shirts here, we are making these available for sale, although we give these away as prizes too. So kids will sit up and pay attention when you offer a t-shirt. You know, there's something about that, you know. So we offer these as prizes. We don't just give these out as candy. It means, you know, you really have to earn this for an award. But yes, t-shirts, which, by the way, I'll make a recommendation for t-shirts. You ready? Go with the heat transfer press. We do all these t-shirts in-house. And we just got on eBay and bought a heat transfer press for half the cost. It was about $300. And then guess what? If I only need two t-shirts, if I can print it on my printer, I press it on a shirt. It can be full color then. The drawback is that I can only do it on light or white color t-shirts. It's like a transparency. Anything that's white is whatever color's coming through on the shirt. Okay? So it's a great way to do t-shirts, and we do t-shirts for all kinds of events. So, you know, listen, if we do a big event, all the kids will wear that shirt unless there's a dress code issue. They'll wear that shirt to school the next day, and teachers will ask, oh, what's going on at your church? Man, everybody's wearing the same shirt. Yes, sir.
How does it wash up with the heat transfer?
How does it wash up? It washes up really well if you use the high-quality transfers, and, you know, and it seems here, I'll pass these out, you guys can take a look at them. And these are newly pressed, so what you're going to have is the transfer is going to feel a little rough at first, but it softens up as you wash it. So go ahead and take a look at that if you want to.
Regular computer transfer?
No, we buy a professional heat transfer from a company. We just check online for the cheapest supply, and then we buy them in bulk. There you go. Take a look at that.
The cost, though, doing all that cheaper than silkscreen?
It is, because if you live in a larger community, you're going to have a place where you can get shirts at cost, and it's a 50-50 shirt. So whatever they're offering is a deal. I've even gone to like Michael's Crafts and gotten T-shirts for $2.50 a shirt, and then you can put the transfer on. If you have a computer that can spit that out, or you take it to Kinko's, and you can cut the transfer to be smaller if you want it, or be the full size shirt if you want. So total cost can be $3 to $4 a shirt, or less depending on if I can get it through another company for $1.50 a shirt. Yes.
Can you back with them? We've gotten white shirts closing on since.
Sure. And you just got to look around and do the research. And, you know, they're real cheap if you just steal them. All right. No, just kidding. All right. So take a look at that. Oh, thank you. Does anybody else want to look at a t-shirt? Anybody else here not see it? Here you go. All right. Take a look at that. All right. Here's the next thing. Moving right along here. Here's a couple of logos we use. This is an old Kids Zone logo. We were kind of doing a race car theme, so there's one of the logos. I think this one's our current logo. I think. Well, it's supposed to be our next. Yeah, here it is. This is our current logo, as you can see there on the promo stuff. And then we do a logo. Here's the Adventure Club logo, if you couldn't see it on the shirt. Here's a logo for a series that we did for Children's Church. Every time we do a series, we do up a logo so the kids, they see that logo and they know what we're talking about, okay? Focus 316, all right? Timothy Club, we'll talk about the Timothy Club in a few moments. It's a program that we use, but that's the logo that we came up with. And it's a little grainy on here, but that's basically, you get the idea. All right, let's talk about team building for a moment here. Team building. You need to build up your team. Every church should have a ministry team that you're working with and working on. You know, every team is a different size. And you know, this really, I'll tell you this, working with a team of people, I was reintroduced to that whole idea. I was on a ministry trip, missions trip to Armenia like 2.5 weeks ago. And when I got there, our job was to train children's workers. So I got there on a Friday night at like 11 o'clock at night. Saturday morning, I went and met with a team of people that were at a church, and I had to, with a translator, train them in how to do a children's church service. So I gave them the curriculum. It had been translated. We went through it together. We assigned the parts, and we gave them all the materials to work with, and I said, come back tomorrow. We're going to do this children's church for these kids. They came back, and man, they blew me out of the water. They did most of the children's church service, and I just interjected. And the reason I did it that way is because I kept having to use an interpreter for that. And so I interjected, and I'd do some juggling and do something funny, and then I'd introduce the next person. And the kids all clapped for me. But when their leader came up and did the object lesson where the water changed color, to illustrate, the kids all went, wow! I mean, they were just blown away by that. And so you can work with a team. Then guess what I had to do? We had to train people at a children's workers conference. And my job was to take a team of 12 people, split them in half, give each team the curriculum, go over it with them, just like we did for the Sunday group, and they had to present the children's church lesson to me and the other group, and then vice versa. And then I had to critique them and help them do something better. So everyone, listen, if I can train a team of people that don't speak English, then you can train people that speak your language. It's not really that tough. You should try to develop other people as leaders. Don't try to do everything yourself, but make a list of everything you're doing that someone else could do. And listen, you're all doing a lot of different things that you don't have to do. Other people can do them. You know, sometimes there are things that you know, this is what I need to do. I really can't give this over to somebody else. It's what God's called me to do, and that's fine. But there are certain things that you should let other people do. They're waiting for somebody to ask them to help. Okay? So get some people to help you out. Never try to do anything alone. I've learned this the hard way. I've hurt my back too many times on Sunday morning moving tables from one room to another room, okay? And you probably have experienced the same thing. Don't try to do anything alone. Identify everywhere that you could use a worker and put everything you want others to do in writing. And you know what? I was actually, again, this is something just in the last few months that I've been reintroduced to, and it's helped us to move up to the next level, and we're moving toward the next thing. We took and sat down and said, you know what? We need to give our workers a chance to know what we want them to do and to know like what we're all doing. So we put together our children's ministry's volunteer manual. What a novel idea. What an amazing concept. It helped everybody get on the same page. And it's a really simple thing. We took a lot of the things that we already had.
Well, there you have it, part one of our two-part series on how to be a winner in children's ministry. And I hope some of those ideas, tips, tricks, thoughts, inspirations, if you will, if they will help you in your ministry, then we're doing what we're supposed to do, and that is to share our knowledge and thoughts and ideas with others to help advance the kingdom. I hope this has helped you out. Now, to clarify something specific, in the episode, I talked about a free printer's program, and that is the truth. Xerox will give churches and any business a free printer. Go to freeprinters.com, freeprinters.com, and you can check it out. The only catch is that you need to order ink supplies, and it's a base program where it's between $79 and $199 a month in ink. And trust me, if you'll take the step to do a better job at producing better quality materials, it'll show. People will notice that stuff and get excited about the cool things your church is doing. So check it out. Now, if you have some ideas or thoughts about the podcast or anything at all, you can check us out on the website at jamiedoyle.com. That's jamiedoyle.com. You can also check out the blog, jamiedoyle.blogspot.com. And hope to hear from you, and we'll see you for part two next time.